Martin Chulov is in Tripoli for us. Martin, NATO confirmed that there were three airstrikes last night. Can you tell us more?
We heard about six very large explosions between midnight and 2:30 in the morning. After a week of relative quiet here, there hadn't been any explosions at all, no attacks during the night, but last night things did change. The first target appeared to be a research centre for Gaddafi, which was in the centre of the city in an old colonial building, which had been hit before, about 10 days ago. We went to that site last night. It had been hit by a missile fired from a NATO jet, and the building was by and large destroyed. It was adjacent to a transmission tower for state-run television, and there was speculation that that may have been the target. However, the building, as I say, had been hit. Last night it was hit again. We could see a basement exposed. We don't know what was inside the building, but it did appear to be a very deliberate, very precise strike. A couple of hours later, there were four or five very large explosions, a couple of them very close to us here. A military intelligence headquarters was hit. The Gaddafi compound itself, which was a walled-off area inside the centre of Tripoli, was hit. And two other buildings. Now, where we don't have liberty to go and jump in a car and see what we want to see, so we do rely on government minders, and as such, we haven't been able to build a full picture of what was hit last night, but it does appear to be an intensifying of the NATO campaign that started six or so weeks ago and then disappeared into a bit of a lull, but now appears to be back with a vengeance.
What's the source for the information that Gaddafi's compound was hit?
We could see smoke billowing from the area that we know is Gaddafi's compound. It's a large walled fortress area. It's as big as a small suburb. So we don't know what was hit inside it, but certainly a plume was emerging from that at around 2:30 a.m.
Now, he hasn't been seen for all of May. Last seen on the 30th of April. Where is he?
There's mounting speculation about that. Gaddafi gave an address, a live address on television, hours before his son, Saif al-Arab, was reportedly killed in an airstrike in the same compound area. And that was about 9 days ago. He hasn't been seen. He hasn't been heard from since. And that does appear to be unusual. He didn't go to his son's funeral the day after. Now, in this culture, if his son is deemed to be a martyr, as is the case, according to the Gaddafi family, then he would be expected to go to the funeral. He wasn't there. He hasn't popped up since. The government have been very keen to put forward alternative voices to speak on behalf of the regime. And there is speculation on the streets that either Colonel Gaddafi is staying particularly low for whatever reason. Was he injured during that strike? Or has he decided to move on and transition authority very slowly? We just don't know at this point.
Does the regime have any explanation for his absence?
They say he's in a period of mourning, which at face value, could well be right. However, that doesn't preclude you from turning up to your son's funeral or to speak at a time where the nation is actually looking for leadership. So, the period of mourning, and the other version is that they believe that NATO was trying to kill him that night, that the missile went through the roof of his son and his security advisors have told him to lay low. So, that could be plausible too. However, the street does seem to think it is unusual for the leader not to pop his head up at this time.
Any sign that the latest strikes are unnerving the regime?
It does appear to be a war of attrition that, it does make incremental gains at best. The regime does appear to be more unsettled today than it has been in the last week or so. The explosions did rattle them. They are talking about compromise and a need for fresh attempts at compromise at this point. Yesterday there was a British Lord appeared in Baghdad on a unilateral personal visit. He was saying the same. He was given a big audience. He was sat down with tribal leaders and put in front of the local media. His message was, I'm here to sort out differences between brothers. We need to talk. The government were very keen for that message to be put forward. So, I would say that the morning after the night before, things are a little different here. People are a bit more apprehensive. There's a bit more trepidation in the air.
Okay, Martin. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.